Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, October 3rd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We hope everyone had a good weekend.
Yep.
We couldn't wait to get back here today. We have some good news. We have some bad news to report. We're going to start off, first of all, with a phone call that Lisa received this morning from Christopher Petherick, who's the editor of the American Free Press.
Right. Christopher Petherick has been contacted by New York auxiliary fireman Paul Isaac Jr. He's the same fireman who told us at our Ground Zero protest that he knows 9/11 was an inside job and that all the firemen and policemen know that 9/11 was an inside job and they have to be very careful about how they handle it. We subsequently reported that on Wing TV, and after that, the American Free Press ran with the story.
Right. Now, we, as Lisa said, we ran this on our homepage, I think it was September
13th.
Then, the American Free Press ran this as the lead article last week. It's called Bombs Inside WTC. I wrote the article, and what's happening is that they're running scared now.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very scared. So after I got home today, Lisa filled me in on this phone call. So I gave a call to Christopher Petherick, and I talk to him quite often down there, and I said, absolutely, 100%, Paul Isaac said this to me.
Right.
And I said, I know that because immediately after he left, I pulled a pen out of my back pocket, I had a paper with me, and I wrote down this exact quote so I wouldn't forget it. So this was immediately.
What Isaac is trying to tell the American Free Press now is that he never made those statements to us, and that he wants them to run a statement by him refuting that he ever said those things, which would be a total lie, because he certainly said them.
Yeah, and this comes on the heels when the New York Fire Department recently asked for the pre-resignation before he was even appointed of a chaplain in New York that spoke out about 9/11 being an inside job and that the government's official story just doesn't add up.
And this chaplain was basically pressured to resign because he expressed his opinion, which expressed doubts and questions about the government's official version of what happened on 9/11.
Right. Now, if anybody wants to read this article in the American Free Press, all you have to do is go to the Wing TV homepage, go to the center column and scroll down, and it says Thorne article, American Free Press.
Right.
Send this article everywhere. I mean, it's already been all across the internet, but this is the kind of material that has the powers that be very, very scared, because once they know that there's a gag order or that the officials know that it was an inside job, it makes them lying about it a whole lot harder.
You can read the original version of this article also in our archives for September 13th on the Wing website.
Right.
And just so you remember, Paul Isaac Jr. has been quoted by various media sources over the last 3.5 years where he's gone on the record talking about the controlled demolition, about the gag order, about 9/11 being an inside job. This guy has a paper trail that doesn't begin or end with us.
Right. In my original article, I have him where he's quoted by Jim Mars, also Randy LaBello, Nico Howe,
Greg Zemanski.
These are all people. So it would be a lot easier for him to have a valid argument if there wouldn't be this paper trail. But he's made so many statements, and if you put his name into Google and do a search, he's all over the internet talking about 9/11 being an inside job. And as I told Petherick, I says, what probably happened was, is the powers that be put the thumb on Isaac and says, what the hell are you doing? What are you talking about this kind of stuff for? So now he has to backpedal and try to retract all of this information. Well, it's too late.
It's kind of interesting that they've allowed him to express his opinions thus far all these years in the various comments that he's made. And surprising that they haven't put the muzzle on him before this.
That's very, very true. Now, the flip side of the coin, the bad news. There's a guy named Nicholas Levis. He's on the board of 911truth.org. Anyone who's watched this show knows how we've come out and said over and over again, these people are doing more damage to the 9/11 truth movement than any other entity out there. They're even worse than the mainstream media.
So guess what? The gatekeepers strike again.
Again. If you read the article on the Wing TV homepage, it's called Nicholas Levis, Tarred and Feathered. And that's what 911truth.org should do to this guy, is tar and feather him. But before we get to that, let's start at the beginning. On October 1st, that's 2 days ago, a woman named Patricia Hurtado wrote an article for Newsday. Now, Newsday is a mass circulation newspaper in New York City. It was called September 11 Conspiracy Theories Abound. And in this article, Nicholas Levis does it again. He reconfirms the government's official version. Now, if you don't believe me, what Nick Levis said was that he believes that planes
hit the towers.
No, brought the towers down.
Brought the towers down.
Yeah. And if you don't believe me, here's his quote. It says, I got to find it here. Go ahead, Lisa. You can fill.
How a 9/11 gatekeeper can turn around and say that plane impacts brought the towers down when supposedly they have information on their website about the controlled demolition is beyond me.
Here it is. Here's the quote. Levis, and this is from Patricia Hurtado's article. Levis, who said he believes that planes did bring down the Twin Towers, but also believes government operatives played a role.
Lihop.
Yeah, so what we have is Lihop, which means that the government was simply incompetent. They were negligent, and oops, they let things happen. And also, he believes the official story that the government lays out, that airplanes hitting the towers actually brought them to their knees.
I think
it's absurd.
The first part of that article, they talk about the controlled demolition being on their website and the different viewpoints on there, the information about that conspiracy theorists believe. I don't think he likes being referred to as a conspiracy theorist, so he backed off in making that comment, saying that the planes brought the towers down.
Well,
what a chicken.
Here we have again, how many times has Kyle Hentz been on C-SPAN, and how many times has he talked to other media venues, and every single time he drops the ball and says something that gives credence to the government story.
Well,
now Nicholas Levis has this prime opportunity where he can confirm that 9/11 was a controlled demolition, and he completely refutes that and says
that... He throws away the opportunity. And
right.
Nico Haupt, 9/11 researcher Nico Haupt, brings up a very good point. Why is it the mainstream media always goes to them?
Yeah, always to the gatekeepers. Why won't they come to us? Well, as I say in this article, they know that we're not going to give them these mamby-pamby gatekeeper responses. We're going to blow the whole thing out of the water. So anyone that watches Wing TV knows that the two types of people we hate the most are people that betray the movement and cowards. And right now, Nicholas Levis and this 9/11 mafia cabal are traitors, betrayers, they're gatekeepers, and what they're doing is sabotaging our movement at every single turn. And if anyone wonders, it's been 4 years now, why the truth isn't known to people on a wide scale basis, it's because of these people right there.
And those like them.
Yeah. Now, when he says that the towers came down because of airplanes, this is refuted by NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
Right.
They've said...
World Trade Center structural engineer.
Leslie Robertson, who says that the planes hitting the towers would be like a pencil piercing a mosquito net. Also, Thomas Eager from MIT has said that the towers didn't come down from the impact of the jets. So all of these people, even Morgan Reynolds, one of Bush's former cabinet members, has said it's a controlled demolition.
Well, even FEMA has said in its report that none of the structures of the World Trade Center were found to be substandard. In fact, many were found to be superior to the standard.
So all of these people are saying that the planes didn't bring it down, yet Nicholas Levis is saying something that only complete idiots, you have to almost have an IQ of about 50 to believe this. And here's Nicholas Levis spewing it right here to Newsday. And you know what? I say in my article that the next time I see Levis, and I saw him up there outside the UN, and I jumped in right when he was giving his speech and asked him why they weren't down at ground zero. But I'm saying the next time I see him, this is what I'm doing to Nicholas Levis. I'm spitting on him, and I say in the article, every single person that sees him, tens and thousands of people, should spit on him and spit on everybody else in this 9/11 cabal and drown them in our spit.
That's gross, Victor.
I don't care. That's how strongly I feel about this. Nico Haupt comes out and says these people should be put on trial for war crimes at The Hague. I agree with that, and I think when they're found guilty, they should be sentenced to death. We should do to Nicholas Levis what those protesters did down in Harrisburg last week to that mock legislator. Mm-hmm. We should tar and feather this guy and shove his head in a commode like they did to him.
As we've said before, every single time these gatekeepers open their mouths, whether it's to a public forum, to the media, or to each other, they damage this movement for truth. They damage it. Everything
time.
They do is of a containment or gatekeeping or marginalization type tactic.
Yeah. Now, the last question is, why isn't anybody else in the alternative media pointing this out? Why aren't they fulfilling their role as a watchdog to bring this information out? Well, you know what they do? They're giving you this government containment response where they say nobody should criticize anybody in the alternative media or the Patriot Movement. You know why they say that? Because that's what the government operatives want them to say so they don't point out who the gatekeepers are.
Yeah, every
Where's our
time,
alternative media?
Every single time they get in front of a media camera, they blow it.
Yeah.
Every single time. So we don't have to just depend on Kyle Hentz to blow it out of the water every time. Now we have Nick Levis running his gap, and what is he accomplishing? For the 9/11 truth movement.
Nothing.
And
why is Wing TV the only one that keeps bringing this information out? Where's Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz to speak out about these gatekeepers, these saboteurs that are destroying the 9/11 truth movement?
Yeah,
why isn't the alternative media pointing this out? Jones doesn't do anything, or Rentz doesn't do anything about activism, and they're not being a watchdog either. What use are they?
At the very least, they should correct what he said. You know, the whole thing is we can't allow illusions to continue unchecked. We have to correct illusions immediately.
The media's primary job is to serve as a watchdog, to point out wrongdoing. And when you hear these people continually giving you this mantra, we shouldn't criticize anyone, you know what they're doing? They're reinforcing the government's position because they want their gatekeepers to keep on going.
They're silencing ideas that run counter to their own. And, you know, considering that another 911truth.org member, Janice Matthews, is totally unfamiliar with the controlled demolition information, how people like that can purport to be leaders of a truth movement of which they know zero about.
Or say they know nothing.
Boggles
this book
mind.
Right here, 9/11 on Trial, still more than any other single document proves that the government's theory is a lie. And why are all these alternative media venues refusing to disseminate this information?
Right.
You really have to ask yourself that question, because what they're doing is the same thing the mainstream media is doing. They're denying access to this information from their viewers and their listeners,
while simultaneously perpetuating the government's conspiracy theory.
That's right. Now, one thing that Jones and his cabal are good at doing is spreading fear. Well, I talked to a guy today.
He's also good at talking like a spider.
Yeah, we're going to get to that later in the week. But I talked to a guy today, and he's a computer expert. He was up here at Penn State University doing work for them. And what he's basically doing was that if anyone is using their computer illegally at Penn State, that means if they're downloading massive amounts of porno, or they're downloading music like the whole Beatles catalog and putting it out there for free, they can trace it on his device and go back to the person that did it and arrest them or shut down their computer services. Now, I asked this guy if he ever does anything with the government. He says, as a matter of fact, he just sold 75 of these devices to NORAD so that they can keep an eye on whatever they keep an eye on. So I said, how much is the government keeping an eye on everyday citizens, what they're doing on their computers? And he laughed. And he says, they don't have the resources to keep an eye on what everybody's doing. He says, as a matter of fact, they don't care what most people are doing unless they're known terrorists or something like that. And I said, that's exactly what we've been telling people for all these years, that the government's not watching every move you make.
But we'll hear from people who are very angry that Victor just said that, because, like with the police
state, it doesn't feed into their paranoia.
People want to believe they're under surveillance, and they're being keystroke logged, and they're being watched and tracked and surveilled.
Yeah. And
it feels special, doesn't it?
I don't know if you told me this, Lisa, or if I read it in an email, but somebody said that they wouldn't go to a protest or a rally because they were afraid the government was going to photograph their license plate. Did you tell me that? Or did I read it? Well, that's what somebody said, that they were afraid to attend a rally because they thought the government would photograph their license plate, then track them back to their house and stop monitoring them.
Or the people that won't speak on the phone with us, they want to use Messenger instead because they don't want to give out their cell phone number. They don't want anyone to hear their voice. This is extreme paranoia.
Yeah.
This is fed by people like Alex Jones.
Yeah. And if you're buying into this, then you're buying into 100% what the government wants to happen to you. And we're talking about Jones yesterday, and I says, well, I don't think most people realize it, but after the 3 hours of Jones is done, what everyone does is go and they crawl underneath their bed,
right,
and they're biting their fingernails.
That's it for radio for the day.
Yeah, and quaking with fear. I mean, the government doesn't care what 99.9999%.
You know why? Because most of you aren't doing anything.
Look at us. Our faces are on here every single day. We stood on two different occasions in front of the White House holding up 9/11 controlled demolition. We stood at ground zero, 9/11 World Trade Center
controlled
demolition.
And you want to know something? We're not being watched. There's nobody standing outside of our house. There's no white vans. There's no clicking on the telephone. I can type my emails. I get emails from people that I communicate with. We're not being watched.
Yeah, and I told this guy, this computer guy today, I told him about us going down to the White House, and he says, they photographed you. And
I know that.
I said, So what? We're not afraid of anyone or anything, and anyone that watches this show knows that. And why do you think everybody else, or a lot of people, I should say, in the alternative media don't like us? Because we're the ones coming out here, and we're ruining their whole fear-mongering shtick.
You would expect people to be photographed standing in front of the White House.
Yeah.
That's part of their security process, no matter who's standing in front of the White House.
Did we care? Were we afraid? Did we say, oh, my God, we can't go down there because they might take our picture? We were holding this banner up right like that.
Yeah.
So everybody...
Every time you use an ATM machine, they take a picture of your face. You're on video. Do you stop using ATM machines? When you go into a bank, you're videoed. When you walk into a supermarket, are you going to stop buying your food?
Right. Well, I mean, they have them on street corners now. They have them here in State College
right.
on some of the city blocks. Because a few years ago...
I mean, where does this paranoia end?
Yeah. I mean, a few years ago, the students here had riots where they were throwing couches off of balconies,
right.
setting them on fire, setting cars on fire. So they put security cameras up here. You're photographed many, many times a day.
That's right.
You know? Why are people so afraid?
Does that mean you're going to stay under your bed and not ever leave your house because you're afraid of being photographed? Someone might see you and take your picture.
These fearmongers are doing such a grave disservice to the patriot community through their fearmongering that I can't believe that people are falling for it, because you know what the government's doing? They're laughing their asses off at all the people that are quaking with paranoia and are saying, you know what? The fearmongers are doing their job. Let's go give them a pat on the back. You know what? Since they're doing so good, we'll let them go on George Norrie's show and spread even more fear to the masses.
Somebody said to me, a journalist who doesn't do anything either, said to me today, you know, hypothetically at worst, you're just leading people down a dead-end street, this parade down a dead-end. First of all, I don't even like parades. Second of all, I'm not leading anyone, hypothetically or otherwise. We are presenting information. We are urging everyone to take a closer look at the story of 9/11.
Yeah.
This story, because it's not proven in fact. The government has not brought forth any proof of its allegations, anything.
And on top of that, Lisa, how could anyone disagree with this crux message that we give? Here's our crux message.
The truth matters.
Well, that, the truth matters. And secondly, don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. How can anyone disagree with that message? So the opposite of that is
be afraid.
Be afraid. Do you think everyone should be afraid? Stay in their house.
Let's see. The mainstream media thinks you should be afraid. The government thinks you should be afraid.
Yeah.
Elements of the alternative media think you should be afraid, per Alex Jones and
right.
his ilk.
Yeah.
We're telling you, you don't need to be afraid. You should be afraid of the level of your own fear more
That's
than
right.
anything else.
If nothing's happening to us, why do you think it would happen to you? We're some of the most visible people on the internet. Our articles are everywhere. Our faces are seen 5 days a week. We're now going to appear on Alex Merklinger's show every Friday night for an hour. Nobody's here gunning us down. Nobody's photographing our license plate and tracking it to us. I mean, we live here in State College, PA. We say that almost every day.
You know, you have to make your courage bigger than your fear, because if you don't, your fear will dictate your level of activity. It will make you inert.
Anyway.
It will paralyze you.
Go to the Wing TV homepage, center column, bombs inside the WTC.
Uh-huh.
Send that article to everyone. Also, 911truth.org. Anybody out there that knows Nicholas Levis, you do to him what I did earlier. Drown him in your spit. Let him know what a cowardly little weasel turncoat this man is, because I can't even begin to tell you the contempt I feel for this little weasel.
I think we get the idea. One more thing, too. We openly challenge you, Paul Isaac. We know you watch and monitor these websites on the Internet. We openly challenge you to refute what you said
directly
to our faces at Ground Zero on 9/11.
That's
we
right.
dare you.
We'll even invite you on this show to refute that, because we stand behind it 100%. We'll be back tomorrow. We have a lot of stories we didn't even get to cover today, but we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep your eyes open and don't be afraid of anything.
See you then.